We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, what another cardiac Nick affair. Of course, it's going to be a throw all the way through these playoffs, so let's get into it. The New York Knicks faced off against the Indiana Pacers tonight at Madison Square Garden for the Eastern Conference semifinals, ladies and gentlemen. And from the jump, you thought this game would go in the Knicks' favor because Jalen Brunson was cooking, Josh Hart was cooking, and the Indiana Pacers starters were just not feeling it tonight. But the second quarter would come along, and who would resurface? None other than the guy TJ McConnell himself, and you know he's been a Knick killer for a minute, so he would leave that bench unit with Obi Toppin and make sure that the Pacers got back into this game. And while the Knicks were down by a couple of points going into halftime, these guys came back out, and let me tell you something. We just got to start believing in the power of friendship because the Nova Knicks came through and were able to do the damn thing to close out this game. You had Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, all scoring over 20 points. And we got another 40-point outing from our guy, Jalen Brunson. Captain Clutch, man. And these guys, it would be a jockeying all the way until the very end. The Knicks would do everything in their power where it came down to a clutch three by Dante DiVincenzo with seconds left on the clock. And then great execution by that defense to draw the foul on Miles Turner and making sure that we could put it away. So salute to Knicks Nation. Thank you all for tuning in for a post-game live. We just got to witness the New York Knicks defeat the Indiana Pacers 121-117. Make sure to hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already done so. We got the crew on the way, but I'm just starting it off here. So that way all you can get that fix for the Knicks Fan TV live post-game. I'm your host tonight, Alex Chitaris, a.k.a. The Traticaster. And don't forget to support our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, Manscaped, and all the others. All right, everyone. What a game. All right, what a game. Woo! Jalen Brunson, man. I just got to start off with Jalen Brunson because another... He just set the tone from the jump. I mean, the way that he was just attacking the paint. You know, he didn't knock down any three until the fourth quarter, but the way he was just dicing up the Indiana Pacers, it was just phenomenal to watch because this Pacers team, unlike that Sixers team that we had to face, doesn't have that same potent physical defense that could stop or slow down Jalen Brunson. And they didn't even really slow down Jalen Brunson. We know they gave him problems for the first two games last series, but then he got into his groove. That's not going to be the same thing for the Pacers. Jalen Brunson's gotten rolling. He's going to be scoring what seems like 40 points throughout the rest of the playoffs. And my goodness, the way that he's just able to execute with his crafty footwork, his physical play. He is throwing everybody. Aaron Naismith, who? Jay Williams talking about Aaron Naismith going to be a better defender than Kelly Oubre and Nicholas Batum. What are we talking about here? This is Jalen Brunson. This is why he's 1A. This is why he's getting MVP chance in the Garden. This is why nobody can stop him, all right? This guy is him. Him, I'm telling you. The way that Brunson performed tonight, man, this is why you got to have confidence with this team moving along because this guy just knows when to get to his spots, how to keep guys involved. I mean, look,
This guy got 6 assists. He probably could have had more if a few other shots by his teammates fell, but to get 43 points, 6 assists tonight, and then get to the free throw line, and this was what was killing him in the last series. And just throughout the regular season in general, he went 14 of 14 from the free throw line. 14 of 14 from the free throw line. Now, this is just his craftiness and being able to draw contact and making sure that he can slow down the game, which you need to do. I mean, when we saw the beginning of the fourth quarter, Pacers were had a nice 9-point lead because McConnell just decided to be that pest that we're so accustomed to him being. But because Brunson's ability to slow down the game and get to the free throw line, it gave the Knicks the ability to stay close within this one and just to rack up points while the clock was stopped. So Brunson, man, the craftiness of him, his ability just to slow down the game, he's just unguardable at this point. How much more could we just praise Jalen Brunson, man? This is why he's getting billboards in New York City, because he is that dude. And the rest of the league, national media, they're going to know who Jalen Brunson is and make sure that they always give him the respect they deserve. But as of right now, you can keep disrespecting him. You can keep sleeping on him because he's going to prove to you why you're all going to look foolish at the end of this season. But shout out to Jalen Brunson, man. Wow, another masterclass performance by our guy. Whew. Well, let's get to the other guys, man. I joked saying that we got to look at the power of friendship over here because it's quite comical. Josh Hart. I'm gonna go to Josh Hart next because this man is a man on a mission. 24 points, 13 boards, 2 assists away from a triple double. He gets you 3 steals, 1 block. My God, Josh Hart tonight. I don't know where this team would be without him. And I know he was getting all the criticism at the beginning of the season. He gets the contract, not playing up to the standard that we were accustomed to last season after they traded for him. But Josh Hart, man, I don't know where this team would be without him. He is that guy, especially when it comes to rebounding. Like, the fact that he is just leading this team in rebounding. And at the shooting guard position, standing at 6'4", here's how good he was tonight. I'm just stunned by this stat. I know Indiana is not the best rebounding team, but the fact that Josh Hart has 13 boards and the next best rebounder on the Indiana Pacers is a tie between Aaron Naismith, Pascal Siakam, and Obi Toppin, all with 6 rebounds each, that's got to say something to you guys on how great Josh Hart is. And look, Indiana, for some points of this game, they were cleaning up the glass well, but once again, Knicks win the rebounding battle thanks to Josh Hart, 40-32. If the Knicks are going to be able to control the glass, the Knicks are going to continue to win these games, everybody. And Josh Hart is just going to be a critical factor in that. But obviously the rebounding, we already know that's his strength. But we got to talk about his playmaking. We got to talk about his scoring. And he's just continuing with another hot first game as he did against Philly last series. He's doing it again against Indiana. And no resistance, his ability to fit. He's finishing through contact. Some of the stuff that he was doing while driving in transition was just incredible tonight. Drawing fouls, just stopping. He has that, it's like he, you know, it's like he pulled out a wand or something and just slowed down time. You know, maybe he was like Dr. Strange, man. He slowed down time. He just circled his hand. He was like, you know what? I'm going to stop right here, finish the layup, and I'm going to get to the free throw line and knock down my shots, because that is what he was doing tonight. Josh Hart, man, phenomenal way that he played the game tonight. Just getting out in transition, looking for his guys on the perimeter if it wasn't for him. And look, he had some costly turnovers today. He had 5 turnovers, but Josh Hart was just doing his thing in order to help keep this team going. And then, obviously, we got to talk about the last Nova Knick, Dante DiVincenzo, who only had 4 points. Who only had 4 points in the first half and then decided to drop 21. And of course, he had that critical 3. My man gets 25 points tonight, 5 of 9 from downtown. This is the Dante DiVincenzo I was waiting for. We know we got him in game 6 against Philadelphia. We know he got that critical shot again against Philadelphia in game 2 last series. But I talked about it in my game of the week preview. You know, we already know that Josh Hart is going to be an X factor, but I think in this series, it's going to be Dante DiVincenzo. We're going to need another guy who can help the Knicks stay in these games when it comes to putting up points. And that's who he was after Julius went down. He was that secondary scorer, and he did it tonight. All right. And that's what we need from him, because we're going to need guys to help space the floor, being Dante DiVincenzo. We don't have Bojan Bogdanovic. Deuce McBride wasn't having it tonight. He was a little shaky. But Dante, these are the games that we need from you, because we're going to need you to, one, space the floor and make sure that you can also help Brunson, who's going to be the focal point, as we know, for this offense. So Dante tonight, man, just knocking it down. And the way he was also attacking on transition, I'm all impressed with the mid-range jumpers, because it was either three or trying layups throughout the regular season. But he was able to do a little bit more than that tonight, which, look, against the Indiana Pacers, talked about this yesterday. Shout out to Alex, who covers the Pacers, for Setting the Pace podcast. You know, I did say that this Indiana team, you know, even though they did improve after the Pascal Siakam trade, this is not a defense that's going to give much resistance. And so we're seeing that tonight with how Dante was able to carve up that Pacers defense as well. And hopefully he can continue this, because as I've been saying, you need him to help Brunson. You're going to get some good games. I'm not expecting Josh Hart to go out there and get 20-point games every single night. We saw that last series. But you're going to need that from Dante DiVincenzo. He's going to have to be that secondary scorer, especially when we saw that Tibbs, when he went to his 8-man rotation tonight, was Precious Achiuwa, who only got 4 minutes. And if you're not going to bring in another scorer off the bench, and we don't have one, Bojan Bogdanovic, and Deuce is going to be a little shaky, you're going to need that. But hey, we're getting the crew in here. We're getting the crew in here tonight, because this is quite the game to break down. So salute to Knicks Nation. Thank you all for tuning in for another KFTV post game live. I'm your host, Alex Terrace, aka the Traticaster. We got my guy JD Sports Talk in the wing. All right, we're going to bring JD in, because we're going to need to get his takes. We're going to need to get JD Breen's takes on what we just watched tonight. I mean, this was just a phenomenal game, everybody. And we want your takes, too. Remember, we don't have the phone lines up yet. That's going to happen when CP gets back. So make sure to tap into the Discord. Make sure to download the app. TM has already been so gracious. The Chief Modern Operations, shout out to him. He's already put the pin in the chat. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, you're on your iPad, you're on your iPhone, you're on your Android, whatever it may be, make sure to go into the chat. You'll see it right there. It'll take you over to the Discord, so that way you can sign up and that way you can call in. And look, it's crispier. Look, I know the audio, we had some issues last week. I think the audio is good right now. You guys aren't complaining right now, so I think we are all set. All we're doing right now is getting JD ready to join us on stage. So whenever JD is ready, let's make sure we can bring him in here and make sure we can get his thoughts on the game. My goodness. I'm going to start loading up the Discord as well, but let's see if we get here. There he is. There's my guy, JD. JD Sports Talk, a.k.a. JD Breen. What's good, bro? What'd you think of this game? I need your thoughts right now.
Nothing's going to be easy, right? You talk about, you know, high level NBA playoff basketball, man. It's been a while since, you know, as on the younger end of Knicks fandom, that you see so many games to this level, down to the closing minutes, down to the fourth quarter, down to the last minute, to the last seconds. It's crazy. Like, you look around the NBA and you see all these series have 2-3 blowouts, and yet the Knicks, every single game has been highly contested. You know, heart rate is on 1,000, and you know. But I think it's great for the team, great experience, and you know, for them to continue to be tested this way. Listen, man. You know, first impressions, first game, it's not going to be an easy series. You know, one of my biggest takeaways is it is not going to be an easy series, for the simple fact that this is a game of matchups. And although when you compare them to the Philadelphia 76ers, you go to their two players, Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, before you even pick the next Pacer. Although you'll do that, the personnel is much different. And because of that, you look at today's game, how unpredictable the Pacers were from possession to possession on offense, right? Like, that's going to challenge the Knicks every game this series, every possession this series. It's going to challenge the New York Knicks, because they don't necessarily, you know, Siakam is sometimes that. He may not be that in this series, but they don't necessarily have a guy that they just give the ball to in isolation, say, get me a bucket like we do. Mm-hmm. Right. So they rely heavily on the extra pass They rely heavily on getting into their offense early. They rely heavily on player and ball movement. And because of that, it puts a lot of stress on your defense because you literally have to play team defense. It doesn't matter how good of a defender OG is. He's just one defender. And it's going to be a very, very interesting series. But the pressure's on them now. And because they want to get out of here with one win, you somehow stole this game. And you could still say that we didn't play our best. So great game. I know, we'll get into the finer details of it. But one of the things I'm going to say, Alex, is there's two things. If you want to say my concerns, there's two concerns I have after game one. One, Mitchell Robinson, if he's going to be limping, this may not be the series for him. Mm. Because you can limp when you're facing Embiid because Embiid doesn't take you that far out away from the basket. Embiid's going to be physical. He's going to go at you. You don't even have to like go around and chase Embiid. Right? It's a wholly different setup. So it's funny how Embiid is a better player in a one-on-one matchup. He's a bigger challenge to you individually. But because against the Pacers, it's not so much your individual defense as it is team defense. Him being able, his lateral quickness could be, you saw it tonight, it could be a problem for the Knicks, especially because the way that the Pacers play the picks, they play pick and rolls, pick and pops. They were slipping on a lot of the picks as well, trying to take advantage of the lack of lateral quickness. And it just puts a lot of stress on Mitch. And Isaiah Jackson, he's another lively body out there. You saw how effective he was. So that's one concern. I'm hoping that Mitch can be healthy so that he is able to be effective in this series. Because if not, it's going to challenge Tibbs either two ways. You either make the adjustment and probably put pressures more at the five, or you're going to have to cut Mitch's minutes, which means it could create another problem because that means that our starters have to play more minutes. So it's interesting. It's interesting how this, and it's not because I don't think Mitch has the ability. Of course not. It's Mitch's health. It could actually be, it could be a negative to the team in this series. Not his skill set. Of course, he can handle his own if he were healthy. And the second concern is TJ McConnell. Knicks going to have to adjust. They're going to have to adjust the coverage defensively on him. They're going to have to adjust.
Can that guy ever stop killing the Knicks, JD? Can that guy ever stop being a pest of the New York Knicks?
Well, listen, this is, I'll give, I guess, a more in-depth look at the way we're defending when CP comes in and we're able to reset some of our thoughts on the game. But, yeah, they're going to have to really look hard at the way they're defending him because I noticed there's something about how they're defending him that's actually an advantage to TJ McConnell. And I think they started to make some sort of adjustment on that late before he was substituted for. But that has to continue. The way they defend him late has to go into game two. Because if they're going to defend him the way they started, it could be, a very, very stressful series for the New York Knicks. So those are the two concerns. And, of course, Jalen Brunson, man. On the other end, you're talking about Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, MVPs of tonight. Jalen Brunson being the number one closer in the NBA right now. And Josh Hart, we talk about Jalen Brunson being one of the best Knicks of all times. Josh Hart might be making a case himself the way he's. Oh my God, bro!
He's playing like he wants his jersey retired in the rafters, my man.
It is unbelievable, and I told people Josh Hart is a huge factor for the Knicks' playoff chances against any team. Josh Hart can close the gap between, people thinking that the Celtics or the Timberwolves or the Nuggets, whoever you think is better than the Knicks, Josh Hart can close that gap. And you might say, well, what are you talking about, JD? You're crazy. His ability to hustle, offensive rebound, get the 50-50 basketballs, no matter, like, you can't How do you game plan against that? I've been saying that consistently, Alex. You can't game plan against that. You don't think how many coaches have been saying the same thing in their post-game press conferences about Josh Hart and the Knicks offensive rebound? Everybody says it. Nobody's stopping it. You know why? Because a coach, you can't teach that. You can say, hey, as soon as the shot goes up, make sure you identify and locate Josh Hart. You can verbally emphasize it. How do you necessarily teach it when the guy is all over the place? When the guy crashes the rim to the left and he jukes you, and then he's to the right and he has the basketball. Like, there's certain things in sports that you just can't teach necessarily. It has to be, you just have to sometimes have that skill set on your team to neutralize it. And so, very effective game by Josh Hart. Amazing game by the Knicks. They come out of here. You come out of this game feeling like, whew, we got one, and we didn't play our best game.
We didn't play our best game, but something I'm focusing on, JD, in this one is, and I talked about in my game of the week preview, it's, you know, the Knicks still won the rebounding battle tonight, 40-32, but we're talking about a game that's only a 4-point difference. And in the last series against the Philadelphia 76ers, it would be close still in some games, even though we would out rebound them. But even if it was by, like, you know, it just feels like Indiana's shot making in this one, because they put up a lot of shots, that's really what's going to be the difference in this series than Philly. Because Philly can, you know, they'll get down, they'll get dirty, they'll fight the same way the Knicks want to fight, right? But in this game, Pacers are a little bit more of a finesse, a little bit more of a pace team, as you already identified. Their ability to knock down shots at a high rate, they didn't even play their best game tonight. You know what I mean? Haliburton only came out with 6 points. We know that guy is still looking to find his shot and still looking to get going. You get a good game from Pascal Siakam. You get a solid game from Miles Turner. Obviously, McConnell coming off the Pacers offense. That's what they needed, because they weren't getting a lot out of the stars in the first half. But I just think that their shot making, even if they're not going to be good on the boards, is what's going to keep them in this game. And I'm just looking to see how their efficient and high-end shooting will translate to this type of series. I think it's, like I said yesterday, I think it's going to go six in the Knicks' favor. But this game, man, this is just a totally different beast. A totally different beast. The Indiana is not saying I'm scared of them. It's not saying anything like that. It's just they just play a different style, different brand of basketball.
And when you look at it, I mean, I think you got their best offensively. I mean, they shoot 52% overall. They shoot almost 39% from three. You know, they make 10 threes. You know, you get 19 points from Siakam. Look at Siakam, started the playoffs hot, but has been averaging like 15 points the last four games. And 19 is right around, you know, he's slightly over 20. So what are you talking about? Like a couple points more for him in terms of his average? Mm-hmm. Then you look at Nesmith. Nesmith is giving you, you know, 2 points or a point over his average at 12. You got 23 from Turner. That's over his average. The only difference, and even Nembhard at 11 points, is right about a point or two over his average. So, you know, you got 18 off the bench, 12 from Toppin, 18 from McConnell, who you can say that, you know, kind of balances out between him and Haliburton, because McConnell kills the Knicks. He doesn't average 18 points per game. He just does that against the Knicks. So when I look at the fact, and then you got, you know, Shepard's 18 minutes, he goes 50% from three. A guy that was shooting like 31% for the season. So, you know, when I look at the way that they played offense, that's why, you know, you saw the spurts where the better team is the New York Knicks. You saw spurts where, you know, why the Knicks were the favorite to win the series. And you could point to the Knicks' sloppiness, right? We'll talk about that. How, you know, sloppy basketball in critical situations, that continues for the Knicks. They've been able to, Brunson is so good that they've been able to mask some concerns, you know, and that's one of them, situational basketball where they can't even inbound the basketball. They can't make the simple pass. Brunson continues to, you know, somehow, whatever the scheme is, but he's always at the baseline, which is easier to trap him. And you're helping the defense that way. That's why we look so lost sometimes, because for whatever reason, in key situations, we continue to dribble the basketball to the baseline. And running into traffic doesn't make sense to me. So those are, you know, one of the things. When you look at the fact that, you know, the center position was weak tonight defensively. When you look at the fact that, you know, you got 3 total points from your bench tonight. That's a problem. Deuce Big had problem. His worst playoff game. You know, tonight was his real first, you know, subpar playoff game. So when I look at all that, you can even say OG didn't have his greatest of games. He finished strong defensively, but 5 for 14, you know, sloppy basketball in key situations. He didn't play his best game. So to me, this is more about the Knicks, you know, stealing the game because you got the best player in the series. But now what you do now is you focus on the details for game two. You start to polish your mistakes. You learn from your mistakes and you know, look at the way you're going to defend TJ McConnell for game two. And you look at, as a coach, what is plan B in the event that Mitchell Robinson is not going to be effective this series because of his health? I think those are the 2-3 things that Tom Thibodeau has to look for in game two. Situational basketball, the center position, and what type of coverage are we going to use to defend TJ McConnell? If they focus on those 3 things, they'll be able to go to Indiana 2-0.
Salute to Knicks Nation. Thank you all for tuning in for another KFTV Postgame Live. I'm your host, Alex Gutierrez, a.k.a. the Traticaster. With me on the other side is my guy, JD Sports Talk, a.k.a. JD Breen. We are covering the New York Knicks defeating the Indiana Pacers 121-117 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals. We're going to get to some of your calls right now. We're going to hit up the Discord. We got Harrison Dolan on the line. Harrison, what's going on, man? Unmute your mic. I want to hear what you thought about tonight's game.
What's up, guys? Everyone hit that like button. Shout out to you guys. I felt great about tonight's game, man. You know, it was definitely back and forth. Very exciting, man. I'm really looking forward to this series.
This series is going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to, like, the up-paced nature of it. It's going to be better than you know, just the gritty defensive battle that we had from Philly in the series.
Exactly.
In the
first series. What I like about it is that the Pacers are going to force the Knicks to play a little faster. And at the same time, the Knicks' defensive identity, and with it being the playoffs, this Pacers defense that everyone's been saying is really terrible is going to step up too. So they're going to kind of meet in the middle a little bit. And I think it's making for some really, really fun to watch basketball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What did you think about Brunson's performance tonight, Harrison? What did you think about his performance?
I mean, it was another masterclass. He tied Michael Jordan and Bernard King for the most 40-point games consecutively in the playoffs. And you know what? He could take the title from, I think, Jerry West if he gets 3 more. And Listen, man. You know, everybody's going to talk about the refs, and I think it's unfortunate that the refs kind of came in and had a lot of whistles in the last 2 minutes because we deserved to win this game. We could have got a stop without that moving screen. We played really well in the fourth quarter, but people are going to say the refs gave it to us. And you know what? Shout out to you, Alex, on those game of the week previews, because the last thing I would have wanted to do last week was talk to a bunch of Philly fans. And I'm sure this week it's going to be more level-headed conversation.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, man. Appreciate you, Harrison. Appreciate you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Shout out to you, too, JD. Let's go, guys. Let's get game two.
Let's go.
Let's get game two, indeed. Shout out to Harrison Dolan for tapping in, man. And look, JD, I was very happy when the Knicks closed out in game six because I may have had to jump all over a wedge if I had to talk to another Sixers fan, man. So I'm happy that I get to, you know, cover the Knicks versus the Pacers. Switch it up a bit. But hey, it is what it is. And yo, salute to Knicks Nation, first of all. We got 3,700 of you in the chat right now. You all know what you need to do? You got to hit that thumbs up button for your boys. You need to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already done so. And guess what? Guess what? We got a channel member giveaway tonight. So make sure to stay tapped in until the end of the show when CP gets through, because he's gonna have the prizes, all right? And he's going to give off the raffle. So make sure to stay locked in. And yo, shout out to all the franchise channel members that we got in here. Shout out to Chief Modern Operation TM. I know JJ's in here. We got Bees Noriega. Shout out to you. We got Dwayne Freddie Hubbard. Shout out to you as well. We got Russell Whiskey in here. We got John Talento. Who else we got in here? We got Left Coast Lefty. Shout out to you. Who else we got? Who else we got? Shout out to Brandon, who's also a franchise channel member. Shout out to Junior Caroma. We got everybody in here right now. Shout out to Kato. We got all the regulars in here. So shout out to all you for tuning in and tapping in right now. Okay, I'm going to load up the Discord again. And we're just going to make sure we get all the callers in here so we can hear what everyone's got to say right now. All right. So first off, what is it? We got Raging Pianist. Unmute your mic, man. What's going on? What do you got? What do you think about tonight's game?
I'm thinking it's very stressful, but that's what we're used to, right? The grind is what we're used to. So that's Knicks basketball, you know?
That's a fact. I mean, thank God we had a little bit of a mini break, right? Before the series started, because back to cardiac Knick affair.
Oh, seriously. I mean, if they were to go to game seven, I don't know what would have happened, because that was my birthday. I was like, I don't want that shit. Oh, man. I don't want to deal with that shit on May
4th. No. You don't need that. You don't need that on your birthday. You need to be relaxed on your birthday.
Damn right. Today, man, I mean, I can't talk enough about Hart, man. The dude, he's out there hustling more than anyone else, playing all the minutes more than anyone else. The biggest thing for me is how he's so quick in transition. I mean, he's him and OG, but specifically him, he drives to the rim and just I think that it was like 9 seconds, 8 seconds, sometimes 4 or 5 seconds. Like, I don't know if you saw Kenny on the during halftime breaking it down, just how quick those transitions are. That's the way we got to play. We got to play quick on the rebound and cross, you know. Like, I'm at a loss for words from this guy, man. He's legitimately, like, to me, I don't remember anyone like, he's like Starks. He really does play with that grit, you know. He's the heart of the team. You know, everyone keeps using that pun. But the truth is, anytime he has a game like that, that's the games that we win, right? I feel like the way Hart goes is the way the team always goes. If Hart's having a down game, then the team's kind of like struggling. But if Hart is at least having a decent game, then we're in it. If he's having a great game, then I have no doubt we're winning. And the guy that putting up so many minutes in such a game, fast-paced game, is, to me, where does it come from? He's the fucking Energizer Bunny, man.
I'm sorry.
Family show, man.
I got to cut you off right there, man. This is a family show. I want to make sure that we're still rocking with the people. The call was going so well, JD.
The stress is too high, man.
So well. I get the stress is so high, people, but come on. This is a family show. I'm telling you, this is a family show. I get it. We're all excited. I get you. I'm swearing up a storm when I'm home, okay? My wife has to come through. She's about to hit me with a rolling pin because I could wake my son. All right? He's two doors behind me. All right? I get it, but we all got to chill. It's a family show. Man. And he was doing good, man. Yo, it always goes off like that. It's good call. It starts off nice. It starts all these, but then you got to get the quick hook, man. Unfortunately, that's just how the way it goes. It's how the cookie crumbles at times.
I mean, it's not even after 12, so.
Bro,
can't even give you that slack. So,
Yeah, man. We can't. Sorry, man. Feel free to call in anytime. All right. Just you know the rule. Just family show. All right.
I don't know if he was saying where. How come the pace is like that? Where does it come from? I don't know if he was asking. Did you catch that?
Was he asking whether, like, how important Josh Hart is to this team?
I don't know. I thought he was asking, like, the pace of, like, the way the Pacers play, the pace of the game. I thought that that's what he was asking. Like, where does it come from in terms of that level of pace? If that's what you were asking, if I did get it correctly, it's just simple. You know, it's about as soon as the other team scores, these guys are already, like... And that's what makes them one of the worst, you know, offensive rebounding teams, because they don't crash the boards. As soon as the shot goes up, you know, Obi's already at half court when he's in the game. So by the time that you catch the rebound, he's already by the key or the free throw line of the other side of the court. You know, so there's, you know, it's like in football, the spread offense, when you go four or five wide and you really, you know, spread your routes, is the same way in basketball. You know, it's all scheme, and it's about, you know, playing fast. As soon as you score, you're going right down, and you're starting early in the shot clock. That's another contributor to pace, is coming up the court, playing fast, and trying to get a shot up within the first, you know, 8-9 seconds of a shot clock. So that's what the pace is doing. That's why they put a lot of stress on your defense.
Absolutely, man. They put a lot of stress on the defense for sure. But let's get to the next call, though. We got Eric Atlas in here, channel member. What's going on, Eric? What's going on? How did you feel about tonight's game?
Yo, I feel really good about tonight. I'm trying to point some attention to things that might get overlooked real quick and just get rapid fire so I can interview a lot of people on the line. Go look at the box score, y'all. Miles Turner led their team tonight. Y'all really think Miles Turner is going to lead their team to win a series against us? Not. Makes it 4.
Hey, there you go. Eric said, I don't believe this Indiana Pacers is going to keep up with what the New York Knicks are doing. He says Knicks in 4. Miles Turner is the leading scorer tonight. And hey, I think part of that is just due to, look, you had Hartenstein a little bit of a jam with four fouls at one point. Mitchell Robinson is just laboring with an injury. JD, does that mean we get more precious minutes coming through with after how both the centers started or played, I should say, tonight?
It's tough to forecast these things with Thibodeau, because I mean, listen, the thing with Tibbs is, When he plays a certain strategy and you're winning, it's so difficult for him to readjust and readapt to something else, right? So, like, they won game one. So he's looking at it like, hey, precious 4 minutes were enough. He's looking at it like, hey, you know, Mitchell Robinson's 12 minutes, that was enough. He's not worried about Josh Hart, who played 48 minutes, bro. You know, DiVincenzo, 44. And an Obi at 42 is not bad. I would probably rather have it at 40, but 42 is not bad. But once you start looking at the 44 to 48 range, it can get a little dicey, you know, for the remaining of a series, especially at this pace. So it's, like I said, it's tough after win. If they would have lost tonight, you know how the NBA is, right? The coach says that certain moves are considered panic moves when you do it amongst winning. After a loss in a series, there's more pressure for that coach to make changes. They won tonight. I would say, yes, play Precious a few more minutes, but I think he's just going to monitor it quarter to quarter, because the thing with Mitch is, yes, I said Mitch is limping, but Mitch still has the ability to give you solid minutes, even amongst him laboring. It's just going to be about, I think, you know, how he does minute to minute. He can give you a good half, and then the second half, you might have to go to Precious. That's the tricky thing, is the injury for Mitch, it's really a quarter-to-quarter thing for this series because of the pace of the opponent.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hopefully Mitch can recover, and that way he can be that impactful player that we saw against Philadelphia, man, because, look, Miles Turner is not somebody, you've already said it, he's not like a Joel Embiid. We know he's not Joel Embiid. I mean, 23 points tonight. I think it's just a product of just the centers being in the predicament that they were. But The one thing I will say is that without the Pacers having that offensive hub like we can go to, like Brunson, I just don't see how they're going to be able to stay in games like this. And if you're not going to get it from Tyrese Haliburton, their, you know, their star, then they're going to be in trouble as well.
All and right, one quick thing I'll say, like Chuck D, yep. Shout out to the legend Chuck D. He mentioned in the chat that the good thing is we're not playing back to back like the gold days. And yes, that is certainly, you know, the great thing about the playoffs. But as you see with Mitch, like we just had 3 days off and he's limping. You know, in the Philly series, you know, we had a stretch of 2 days off one of the games. I don't know if it was between game one or game two or one of the games you had 2 days off in between. Plus the rest that they had going into the playoffs. They had like, what, the week off? Then, you know, and you had all that time in between and Mitch is still laboring. So I think there's certainly something going there. It's probably the pressure he's putting on the surgically repaired ankle. That is just one of those things kind of like with the OG elbow. You just need to rest it. And unfortunately right now, we don't have like 2 weeks off before we play another game. You know, even if you get the 1 or 2 days, there's certain ailments that players deal with that as a fan, you think, oh, you know, he had 48 hours. He should be good. But to the player, once they go back on that court and they put that same stress and pressure on those ligaments, on those joints, that inflammation can tend to come back.
Absolutely, man. So like we've been saying, hopefully Mitch can recover, man. Hopefully Mitch can recover because we're going to need him in this series, especially we can't be going down to seven players, man. I mean, I know we played eight tonight, but we need everybody almost because, look, at one point during this game, JD, there's no Pacer player that had played over 30 minutes, I think, entering into the fourth quarter. And that's just a credit to their depth on their team. And that's why they're able to get out in transition. That's why they're able to play at such a fast pace. A lot of these guys are well-rested and fresh once they get off the bench. The Knicks, obviously that's not the case, but we need more players available. And so, Mitch, we're just hoping that you could be good, man. We need you. We need you. But, yo, JD, we got some super chats in here. We got to shout out. First of all, Casey Julian, shout out to Two Lovey, Nancy Zink O'Connor, and Angela Alfaro. Shout out to all of you for joining the franchise channel members. Shout out to all of you. We got a $5 super chat from CL Kenrick. Villanova 3, is what's up. My heart feel better now. Brunson with 43 points and perfect from the free throw line. Indiana Pacers can't really hold the New York Knicks. That's a fact, man. That is a fact. We got shout out to the $2 super chat from our franchise channel member, Count Olaf's Trap Line. Shout out to Delaware Devo. Dante representing Delaware. Shout out to Casey Julian, also a franchise channel member, for the $10 super chat. Cavs fan here. What? Cavs fan here. Great game. Hope you all win the series. Do you all wish you would have kept Obi? What happened there? Look, man, I think Obi is in a better situation on Indiana, was not utilizing his skills. His skill set wasn't utilized here on the Knicks. And look, it's been better with Precious and everybody else. So all good things for Obi out in Indiana. We just enjoy the New York Knicks as the way they're constructed. We got a Cavs fan tapping in here, JD. The Cavs are not even playing it tonight, but they're tapping in. That tells you how much of the NBA world is tuning in to KFTV. Shout out to Mike Woods for joining.
I was gonna say Obi just wasn't a fit with the scheme here. Sometimes you see it in sports, see it in the NFL. You know, a press cover corner on a zone scheme doesn't fit. You know, no matter how good that player is, sometimes it's just the scheme of the coach. And unfortunately, with Tom Thibodeau, you know, like the Indiana Pacers are playing historical bad defense in terms of the regular season. You know, Haliburton, Obi Toppin, you know, those players are, you know, two of many other reasons why the Pacers have struggled. And remember, Obi did start the season as a starter and lost his starting job. And primarily, one of the reasons was lack of rebound and then defense just wasn't there enough for Rick Carlisle. So, you know, he's in a good spot. He's playing well offensively. He's shooting the ball extremely well as an Indiana Pacer. And you could see with that dunk, he has a little bit of extra motivation to kind of show Tibbs If you recall, with that type of dunk that he had between the legs, I'm pretty sure he wanted to show Tibbs, I can do it in game. It's not a problem for me to do so. But it is what it is. Sometimes, you wish it would have worked out because of the simple fact that he was lottery pick for this franchise. When you rebuild teams, you have to hit on lottery picks. It didn't happen. And thankfully, because of Jalen Brunson and some of the other moves the front office has made, you were able to recover. And, both teams are in a good spot.
That's a fact, man. And look, he wanted to complete that East Bay dunk tonight because the last time he was at Madison Square Garden, he didn't complete it at whatsoever. And it probably was a not top 10 for quite a bit for, what he's capable of doing. But, hey, it is what it is, man. Is what it is. Let's keep going through these super chats, though. We got Sean O with the $5 super chat. They can keep Obi. Well, there's the follow-up to how Knicks fans feel about Obi Toppin. We got Ray with the $5 super chat, who's also a franchise channel member. Can't stop the three-headed monster called Dem Villanova Boys. Let's go. Shout out to Chuck D for the $10 super chat. Throw a hashtag PE in the chat. I did not smile during this game once. Okay, maybe when I saw Clyde and Scarberry sitting together. I believe our defense speeds Indy into mistakes. The analyst's worst year ever continues. It's bloody in Denver. Yeah, Denver not looking too good right now, man. But shout out to Chuck D. Ant-Man's trying to put on a performance. Ant-Man is saying, this is my league. Make sure of that.
I'm sure the NBA will be perfectly fine with an Anthony Edwards versus Jalen Brunson NBA Finals. I'm not mad at it.
I'd be thrilled. Be thrilled about that one. All right. We also got the $2 super chat from John, who's also a franchise channel member. He's like, that's why I stick to chat. Accidental cussing. Yeah, some of you in the chat go wild. We don't have to cut you off as quickly as we do on the lines. And shout out to Mark for the $20 super chat. He says, Raging Pianist here. Sorry, I let it slip. Thanks for taking the call. All things considered, though, Hart just has me passionate with how much he gives his all. Dude even did the interview between quarters and didn't rest. Josh Hart played all 48 minutes again tonight, JD. How are you feeling about Josh Hart playing another full game?
I mean, listen, at this point, you know what? At this point, if we can just find a way to get to the finals, I'll worry about it then. When you really look at it, you only have this round and another round. So what is it really going to change? You really think, and this is why I hope they can close it out in five or something like that, right? Like, close it out early and you get some rest, root for the Cavaliers to make it as long a series as possible. And then in the next round, you really think if they play the Celtics in the next round and they advance that all of a sudden Tom Thibodeau is going to change against the Celtics, the one team you're four wins away from an NBA Finals appearance. You think that's going to change at that point? No, this is just the way it's going to be. And if you're a Knicks fan, what you have to hope for is a double digit lead at some point in this game. Like that's, to me, Tom Thibodeau is not going to change anymore. Like, forget about it. This is what the way he's going to go. And again, we have to hope for some type of either a blowout victory, like what the Timberwolves are doing to the Nuggets as we speak, something like that. Not like 30 points, but a convincing victory or some sort of double digit lead to end the quarter or something like that, to where Tom Thibodeau could say, let me make a substitution. Let me steal about 6 minutes here, something like that. But if these games are going to be the way they've been so far, you can forget about it. Josh Hart is going to play 45 to 48 minutes per game.
And you're going to have Tibbs still chuckling at the end of every post game saying, he can probably get more minutes.
Hey, listen, they must know something we don't, because, Josh Hart's making jokes about it. Tom Thibodeau is making jokes about it. He doesn't seem concerned. Josh Hart looks physically ready for that amount of playing time, but and the way he's rebounding, the way he's still playing to that, and another way that you could tell is the 3-point shot, right? Like, he only took one tonight and he made it, but if that shot has lift, there's still some stamina there. Once you start seeing shots and free throws go short multiple times, then that's the first sign of fatigue.
Those are facts. Those are facts. But you know where I get fatigue over, JD? Underdog Fantasy. I'm never tired of Underdog Fantasy. Shout out to our sponsor, Underdog. Make sure you use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. And let me tell you all something about Underdog Fantasy. It's easy to use. It's simple. It's a lot of fun. When I'm watching these games, I like to put a little money down on the line just because, look, I think I know enough about basketball. I think I can go out there and win something. So why not? And what do? If you want to do the pick'ems, you choose anywhere between 2 to 5 players. If you choose 2 players, at minimum, they have to be on 2 different teams, all right? So you can't choose 2 players from the Knicks. They have to be someone from, like, let's say for tonight's matchup, Knicks and Pacers. And then all you got to do is just make the selection of higher or lower on any statistical category. It could be points, rebounds, assists, whatever. And the cool thing about the pick'ems is that you can either just choose straight NBA or you can go to any other sport as well and mix and match on your ticket. So you can have some NBA, you could have some NHL. It could be a mixture of all those things and you can still make one ticket. And then if you don't feel like doing the pick'ems, there's also the draft. Okay. So you could do the draft as well, get some friends, do a snake draft and compete with there. You know, we've been doing it, put up some lunch money, whoever wins, lunch is on the team for the next day. So it's so much fun, easy to use. Make sure to go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, or go to the web browser. Use that promo code KFTV to get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. Yeah, there you go. Make sure to download Underdog Fantasy.
Speaking of retiring, they asked Josh Hart if anything makes him tired. Mm-hmm. And his answer was, my wife arguing with me. That's what makes me. that makes me extremely tired.
Oh, you hear that voice? You hear that maniacal Birdman laugh?
What in the world was that? Where did that voice come from?
I know, right? Who in the world is that guy?
Sounds like somebody stressed out.
Sounds like somebody's got a different mic. Sounds like someone's not taking orders through the drive-through window anymore.
No, yeah, completely different mic. A little short-handed today, equipment-wise, but like everything else, KFTV, man, we make the best of it, man. Make do. There's always a backup to the backup. You know what I'm saying?
This is a fact, man. How you doing, CP? How you feeling today? You were at the game.
Great. Great win. Wasn't pretty, but it was gritty, as we say on this show. Wasn't crisp at all. This could have been a maddening loss, but they got it done. They got through. And so we move on to the next one. You know, there's no reason. I have Knicks in 6. There's no reason why they can't wrap this up in 5, even 4. Like, but they've got to tighten up. They got to tighten up, bro. I think they can. They got to tighten up. This Pacers team, did we see the Pacers at their best? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't see reason to be concerned. I walked into the building all day. People asked me, how do you feel? I said, I feel good. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about this team. Not worried about the Pacers. I thought getting past the Philly series was the biggest obstacle for this Knicks team. The Knicks' ability to, number one, defend, rebound, and have the closer is going to give them the edge in a series, not just one game or two games, in a series. And so, yeah, could it go 6? Sure. But I think ultimately the Knicks will be fine, man. They'll definitely be fine. They just got to tighten up. I felt like they were not crisp, but also just not, especially the bench unit, just not attacking enough. You know, very cautious in terms of their forays to the basket. You had guys, some guys couldn't finish. You know, DiVincenzo had a couple of bunnies that he couldn't finish. Brunson likewise. But other than that, we're fine, man. You know, even McBride didn't have any points off the bench. I don't expect that to last all series. That was just one of those nights for him.
First McConnell's
game. What's that?
I said that was probably his first real bad game of the whole postseason.
So. Of a long time. You know what I mean? Of a long, long, long time. You know, but hey, maybe that was McConnell, because McConnell was giving him that work. He was giving Brunson that work. McConnell was out there crossing guys, chopping him up. I said, bro, who is this guy, man? And then it's just interesting to see like how they handle late game adversity. Like you had the Brunson play where he tries to bounce it off of Halliburton and ends up hitting him out of bounds.
Bro, all year
with Cardiac.
Yeah, jump passes. The getting trapped by the sideline. It's
yeah.
Can we just stop, man?
That's a mix of everyone. That's players and coach. It's coaching because this is not now. This has been going on for a while with this team in terms of late game situations where they can't inbound a damn play. They can't make a simple pass, right? And then for whatever reason, we continue to play Brunson towards the baseline in these situations where it allows the defense to trap easily. And even if that, like, one of the inbound plays late there, once the ref blew the whistle, it was only Brunson really moving. It's like everybody just waiting for Brunson. I'm like, where's the rest of the guys? Are y'all not trying to get open either?
Right.
So that's where the coaching comes into play. The players being lazy. Brunson gets lazy in these situations sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, with Josh Hart, I talked about, remember the time that we had we used to say that, you know, we're good for two or three Julius Randle spin turnover moves?
Yes.
Josh Hart is amazing. Might be one of the best ever.
Oh, my God.
But with Josh Hart, it's the same thing. You're good for two or three of those passing turnovers where you're wondering, where were you going with that pass, Josh
Bro,
Hart?
Bro, oh. the last one that he had was right in front of us, and there was literally nowhere to pass the ball to. Like it's like, bro, like, where, what was the intent? I was just trying to understand what was the idea there. What was the thought process? Like, even if he turned the ball over, I could say, oh, he was trying to get it so-and-so. There was literally nobody but two paces right next to him, and he literally just coughed the ball up. So, you know, that's one of those things I was hoping that they would have cleaned up after the Philly series, but, you know, young and inexperienced team at this stage of the game. It's learning lessons. I think, JD, you said that earlier in tonight's show, and I agree. It's definitely learning lessons for these guys. I expect better out of Brunson in terms of just taking care of the ball. But overall, he gave them everything that they needed. I mean, 43 points, 14 of 14 from the free throw line. To me, that was better, you know, more impressive than the 40 burger. Like, I expect him to get the buckets. I don't see Indiana having any answer to slow him down. He showed that over the regular season. They can't stop him. But hitting the free throws, critical. 14 and 26, great. Nice, efficient night. Six dimes, great job. My X-factor, Josh Hart, continues to X-factor. Despite the five turnovers, it is what it is. We're going to need him to force the issue here. But overall, great game by Josh Hart, though, man. 24 points, 13 boards, 8 assists. I mean, and how many timely rebounds did he get? Especially in crunch time. Within, like, that six-minute mark on down. You know, him being able to wrestle the ball away from Indiana, I thought that saved the game in certain respects because, you know, at times, just like the Knicks are, they have that trouble scoring. But Brunson was able to deliver in crunch time. The Dante three in crunch time was great. The OG steal and slam, that was a big play as well. And so, hey, they got through, man. I thought the whistle was a little tight, especially late in the game. I mean, they were calling some like regular season intensity fouls that I was kind of surprised that they would call. They also, you know, the fact that Tibbs had to use a challenge when Brunson had dribbled the ball off of Nebhard's foot when the referee was literally right there. You know, those are just one of those things that was kind of ridiculous. But hey, you know, at the end of the day, they got the job done. I just hope that game two, they clean it up. Like, I don't see any reason why they can't run these guys out of a gym. I really don't.
The Pacers are not giving any resistance, bro. Like, their defense is not
nothing
good enough. Like, any
nothing, bro.
All of the stuff that happened to the Knicks is just all self-inflicted. I mean, the fact that the Pacers bench had 46 points and the Knicks only had three. I mean, I don't expect that to continue. I mean, that's just an anomaly in of itself.
I think we're just maybe tonight. Maybe I don't know if it's the opponent, but it just feels like the vibe tonight. Like what Brunson did was just normal, and it's not normal.
It's not,
bro. It's not normal. We were nervous. We were down, you know, 7-8 points. And then remember when we came back and tied it, then they go on a little, you know, 4-0 run and then they tie it again. And it's like time and time again, I think Brunson had like 21 points in the fourth, bro. Like, are you serious? Like, what this guy has had to do from an individual standpoint is superstar. It's like, I mean, let me read you this. Jalen Brunson is the first and only player in NBA history to score 39 plus points while shooting above 45% in five straight playoff games. The first one. Think about how many great scorers we've seen throughout the history of this league, and no one has ever done what Brunson is doing. He's the first player in NBA history with 40 points and five assists in four consecutive playoff games. Those are two milestones that he's the first ever at. That's not including, you know, players in NBA history with 35 plus points and five plus assists in five consecutive games. Michael Jordan in 1990, LeBron James in 2009, and Jalen Brunson in 2024. Mm. Are you serious, bro? Are you serious?
They'd be nowhere without him. And he was great tonight, man.
They said he was in a 1A.
He was great tonight. Well, he was for them tonight. And I want to touch more on that Brunson topic. Definitely want to do that. But I want to kind of save it for later on in the show. We definitely going to get to the franchise channel member giveaway. I've been promising these people that for like the past like five shows. But things have been busy here in KFTV. But we have it. We do have it. So shout out to all of our franchise channel members in the building. If you are a franchise channel member, go ahead and leave us a custom emoji in the chat. Throw a CP, a JD, an Alex emoji in the chat, a CK emoji in the chat, a New York versus the world emoji in the chat. By the way, fellas, you guys look very nice in your New York versus the world merch. I feel like I'm out of place. Like I didn't follow the dress code.
I mean, I do
have my snap. I did bring my snap. I wore it here. But I wore this to the game. I wore the KFTV joint to the game.
To be honest, CP, you look like Zordon from the Power Rangers right now because you got a white shirt on and you're right next to the white wall. So all I'm seeing is a floating head.
Well, you know, I did have the full KFTV uniform. I wore it to the game. Shout out to everybody at the stadium. There's a lot of KFTV love in the building, man. So I thought about you guys as I was patrolling the corridors of MSG, man. There's a lot of KFTV love in there. So I did rock the uni, but you know, it's post game, man. I gotta, you know, get to post game, dress down a little bit, casual. You know what I'm saying?
JD, I got a question for you, man. Does it seem like CP's jumping out the window because he said he's not worried about this series? Like he feels like
I'm shocked. We've never seen this level of confidence from this is the guy that says money time and he's the one that
I'm not
that,
man
that lets you get he lets you get hyped he lets you get hyped and then CP what do you think I gotta see it in crunch time
pulls the rug right out from under you
he can be a little mini J from Florida sometimes and it's like wait, and now he's like hey Knicks in four I'm like what
I just feel like that the test that they passed in the last series against two superstars in Maxey and Embiid, Pacers not really having that right now. Siakam was good tonight, and OG was checking him most of the time. Siakam was good. Thought Siakam just got better offense. I just, as long as the Knicks can control the glass, cut down the mistakes, and Brunson is Brunson, I think we'll be fine. You know, I'm not worried about McConnell games. Now, Indiana, when they go 3-4, hey, they get that home team hype and their energy. Hey, maybe there might be a game where the Knicks get bombed out the gym. It's possible. Certainly possible. But overall, in a series, I don't see how the Knicks lose this series. I really don't. I'm not worried. I was more worried in the first round against Philadelphia than I am against the Pacers. So, you know, they just got to correct those mistakes, attack more. Don't they were looking at Miles Turner like he was Joel Embiid at times in this game. Like, what are we doing? You know, and then the bunnies missed. Yeah, bring Bryant with no points off the bench. So as JD said, we didn't play our best game. We didn't even play our best game.
And you saw Brunson earlier in the game. He missed a lot. He missed a few bunnies. And it's, if you know, you were live at the game, CP. So I know it's harder to see.
It's harder. Live, much harder. Yeah.
But on TV, you could see that Brunson, because Nembhard and Nesmith were playing more physical with him, once he got by them, it's like he was waiting for the contact. And a few times he juked them out of the picture. Yeah. where they weren't even able to recover, and Brunson angles his way to wait for the contact. And when he sees, oh, I'm in the middle of the air, there's no contact, then he has like an off-balance shot. And that's where you saw a few of those shots where he hit it off the backboard, it came off the rim. Yeah. And that was because he was off-balance after the move to the basket, awaiting the contact that never came. So that's what happened with a few of the players. They were waiting for the contact. And I was saying Brunson just needs to just go and finish. Don't wait for the contact. I know because he gets so many of those calls where the guy that trails falls over him or checks him and fouls him. Sometimes at certain positions he thinks is gonna be there and it's not. So he missed a few bunnies with that. Yeah. But you know, all in all, you made a great point with the Sixers series, CP. And I think, you know, when they were down, while the fans were nervous, maybe the team wasn't, because how many of those games did they just experienced last round? And now this round, they're more equipped, because I know people think Josh Hart with the whole Villanova, but this is like what? Like Josh Hart's second playoff run of his career?
Yeah.
So for these guys, you know, I know this team, because of the whole history and the pedigree, they don't all have a lot of playoff experience. And they're all young still. So this is a great great adversity for them to continue to win these playoff games.
It, like, it's even hard. Like, every time he got the ball in his hands, I'm like, bro, like, there's no reason why you can't just go coast to coast right now. Like, there's literally nothing impeding Josh Hart from having Josh Hart nights every single night in this series. In this series. Indiana has no shot, especially when they put Turner on the bench. What are you going to tell me? You're going to be afraid of Isaiah Jackson? I like Isaiah Jackson. I like his game. I would love to see him on the Knicks. I like his game. He's a scrapper. I think he'd be perfect here. But you can't be scared of that. You're going to be scared of Obi? That's advantage Knicks, in my opinion, especially if Tibbs is going to keep that rotation short. Like, we did see Precious in the first half. I don't think we saw him in the second half. I don't even think
he did not play. He played a total of 4 minutes. Total of 4 minutes. We're back to that seven-man rotation.
So back to the seven-man rotation.
If you want to even give Deuce like the 11 minutes, it was like in the first half, it was really short. It was like, all right, because Deuce did not have it tonight. He was a little.
Yeah, he didn't have it.
It felt like he was a little caught off guard tonight. Like he was definitely a step slow. Some of the shots that he took too, like.
Yeah.
The one shot, or he only took two shots, but the one shot in the first half, man, he did a turnaround baseline jumper. I'm like,
I saw that. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not what you should be doing right now. I mean, he allowed McConnell to get past him. He was allowing, like, even
McConnell applies a lot of pressure, man. You know,
he does, but still, like, for a guy who went up against Maxey, and this is where, you know, you guys are talking about they got the experience last round. Absolutely. They got the experience, so they know how to be comfortable in these tight situations and know how to execute, you know, down the stretch of games, especially after last season, you go against the Miami Heat in the second round. So they definitely have that playoff experience and you're starting to see it come through. But the thing is, you can't take anybody lightly, man. And, or if you want to close out a series, you cannot take it lightly. And it kind of felt like at parts of this game, they were taking it lightly. I mean, when you start
seeing the
turnovers and it's like, all right, we got this. I mean, this team's not going to be a challenge. That's when you start to get had. And so, you know, for guys, and you can kind of see that by the way they were just getting into their sets. It was a lot of east to west, not a lot of north to south, not a lot of guys really cutting and trying to get things going. I mean, not a lot from Isaiah Hartenstein working the high post and looking for cutters. It was just, all right, let's just, you know, out in transition. Cool, we can do that. Brunson, go get yours. And then it was just some, you know, some timely creation from the entire team in the third quarter, because I'm sure Tibbs went into that locker room and was like, guys, wake up. You know, whatever slurs that he used or whatever cursing that he was using, I should say, whatever cursing he was using in that locker room, that he probably got them all worked up to get back out there and go execute.
Yeah. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPJD, Alex in the building. KFTV's Post Game Live, the number one show for the fans by the fans, is in the building. 3,652 viewers in the chat, man. Hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. Once again, to all of our franchise channel members, we will be doing the giveaway shortly, so make sure you guys stick around. I see a lot of our KFTV dignitaries in the chat. The Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, is in here. Jay Cal is in here. I see a lot of our regulars, man. Ari from Taiwan is in here. Salute, salute, salute. All right, let's get to a call, and then we'll read some more super chats. Let's get to Let's get to Max Steezy. Max Steezy on the Discord. Go ahead and unmute your mic. Max Steezy. Do we have Max Steezy going once? All right, guys. Max Steezy's not ready. This is their debut. They're not ready. Post-game, semifinals, game one. Max Steezy not ready. Okay. So we'll drop him off. Max Steezy, call back anytime. HB Cusco, I know you ready. Go ahead and unmute your mic. HB Cusco.
Hello, you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. You're on the mic. Let's go.
Okay, okay. Hey. Great game. Them boys went supernova today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's good. That boy White Dante had it going. I want to say a few quick things. I feel like we shouldn't play fast in the beginning of the game and wait till like the end of the game to start playing fast so they can get into their mistakes and stuff. Because, like, we do have a short rotation, and it was kind of, like, painful just watching Jalen Brunson have to break that press by himself every time, most of the time. So I think that in the beginning, when they bring that press, we should just slow them down. Then at the end, go fast so they can make their mistakes and stuff.
It's so interesting that you said that, because as you said that, shout out to Mark, a franchise channel member, $10 Super Chat, said, stat crucial to the pace of the series. Knicks had 20 fast break points of Pacers 18. Need more of that. Mark says we need more. But no, but why do you think that they need to accelerate later in the game, if that's what you're saying?
Well, I feel like as far as with just having more energy at the end of the game, if this is going to go 4 to 6 games, I predict like 5 or 6 games. And I feel like they wanted us to play faster. Like, that played into their hand. So if we can slow them down and then kind of make them more, like, anxious to play fast, and at the end of the game just start playing fast with them, that'll get them into more mistakes, like, later on.
Okay. All right.
But other than that,
yeah.
I mean, I think we got them. Tyrese Haliburton was a minus 12 today. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't know to predict if he's gonna have a Haliburton type game, but I guess we should plan for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, whether it's the back of the hamstring, just seems like, you know, maybe it's just that time of year where we haven't seen him, even in the Bucks series when they didn't have Giannis, they didn't have Dame. He was kind of conservative with his offense, so bodes well for the Knicks, you know.
Yeah. Respect. All right, well, yeah. Look, let's take care of business and, you know, keep fighting. Let's go, man. New York versus the world.
Salute. I'll let your boy, man. New York versus the world, man. Get your New York versus the world merch at shop.knicksfantv.com. Shout out to Rory Campbell, Fight Out Super Chat. Says, at times the offense was stagnant. We need more ball movement. Sign OG tonight. Well, look, that's one thing that, you know, the Pacers are going to do. They're going to move that rock. For the Knicks, I don't know. How did you guys feel about the ball movement tonight?
I thought they were moving the ball, but it just went nowhere. You know what I mean? That's kind of what I was alluding to, was saying there was a lack of cutting and using the heart sign of the high post. Is I think, like, Brunson does a good job of drawing so much attention because he's such a prolific scorer and being able to find guys who are open, but the team as a whole has these moments where they'll show sheer moments of brilliance by the way they're just finding everybody, cutting to the basket or just circling the ball around and looking for the open shooter on the perimeter. And then there's other times where everyone's just stagnant and they're just stuck in the mud and just waiting for something to happen.
Ball watching, right? Yeah, tonight it worked for the guy that had 40 points. So it's tough. Like, yeah, we could ask for it, but also, I mean,
listen, at the end of the day, I think sometimes that we watch a game and we want to do something more and more and more. When you look at it and you're like, I think we did enough of it. Maybe we should look at another area that could have helped us win the game more convincingly. I mean, we had 25 assists. We shot almost 54% overall. We shot 48% from three on 23 three-point attempts. And if you're watching the game, just eye test, forget the stats. The first thing that I'll say is the pick and roll play with the Pacers were killing us with Miles Turner. It was killing us. It was killing Mitch. It was killing Hartenstein. I thought our defense tonight wasn't crisp at all. I think we can get better there. So if we're going to shoot 50-something percent and 40-something percent from three and have – I mean, you look at it, Anunoby, Hartenstein, Brunson, and Josh Hart all have four or more assists, 8 from Hart, 6 from Brunson, 4 from Hartenstein, 4 from OG. I mean, listen, in the fourth quarter, the isolation game is going to happen with Brunson. He's your best player. I thought that play with Dante was beautiful. I will say – I think Indiana would live with that because Dante hit an incredibly long three-point shot. It looked smooth because it looked great. Dante's form, it was smooth. Brunson at the free throw line passes it out to Dante. Dante shoots the three. But that's a shot that Indiana will take. They'll take that because it wasn't like Dante shot it right at the line. He was a few feet behind it. So I think they did just enough. I just think it's more about how are we going to defend TJ McConnell next game? What are we going to do with the center rotation? What type of coverage are we going to play on these pick and rolls and getting a little bit of a better game from OG?
And we're good. I can't believe we're saying that, but we have to say it. How are we going to slow down TJ McConnell, man? Bro, oh, my God.
So the observation that I made tonight is – and the way we've been playing him, especially McBride, and that's why McBride struggled. McBride is a pressure on the point of attack defender. The problem with doing that against TJ McConnell is McConnell, although he doesn't look that athletic, he is very savvy. And he has enough speed to actually get by you.
Yeah.
So McBride, for the first time, his actual style of defense is going to have to adjust. He's going to have to adjust to be a more physical defender. And then from a coverage standpoint, they're defending McConnell, no Diddy. They're riding his hip, right, all the way to the basket.
He had to set that.
You know how you say it after? I had to say it first. just so y'all don't think y'all gonna catch me slipping.
Throw some fives in the chat, JD. Yeah.
You're lucky you did that first because that would have been a flagrant three.
they're playing that type of technique on him to the basket. And what's happening is once he gets to the restricted area, he has enough strength to create separation to get a good look at the basket. Yeah. The way you have to – it looks like you're going to have to defend him is – your technique is going to have to be shoulder to shoulder in front of him. You might have to go behind the pick. Now, when you look at his last five games against the Knicks, he's only shot 3 3-point attempts. So going behind the pick at the 3-point line, it's not a bad idea just so you can stay in front of him and not play him side to side because that's what he likes to do. He gets the basket. And if you look at the way McBride plays defense, McBride likes to play that way to put pressure on you. The problem is McConnell, he's strong, he's savvy, he has a turnaround. Yeah. He has counters to that
counters,
type of coverage.
Counters. Yep, absolutely, man. Great point on that. $20 super chat from Blue. Salute to Blue. We definitely appreciate you. Who else we got in here? Franchise channel member giveaway is coming up shortly. Make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Al, you did the underdog read already, I think.
Yeah, we got it. Yep.
Shout out to our sponsors at Underdog. Make sure that you guys are supporting our sponsors. Okay. Let's see. Brandon McNeely. That's funny. Shout out to Brandon McNeely. Okay. Christian 98. Go ahead and unmute your.
Y'all hear me?
Loud and clear. How you doing?
All right, Christian from Muncie, Indiana, checking in again.
Muncie, Indiana. Now, wait a minute, man. What kind of fan are you?
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm the good kind.
Okay. But, you can stick around, man. Talk.
I'm sitting in the Knicks fan TV bunker here in the cornfields of Indiana.
Nice.
I got my tickets to Game 4 already, and I'm waiting to see Game 3. I might get tickets to that as well.
Let's do it, man. Double up.
Yeah, but just a couple quick things. I mean, they can't guard Jalen. I mean, we saw his toughest coverage last series. You know, you're throwing 6'8", 6'10" guys at him here. I don't know what he's even dealing with here. It doesn't look hard at all for him. But what I will say is that I think we're really seeing the results of that 65 award minimum here on Tyrese. I mean, he was injured most of the season. You know, he had that $30-40 million nice little bonus there to make an all NBA team, and he kind of he worked overtime for it, and now we're starting to see the repercussions of that on this Pacers team, not giving them any slack, because you know, you got to choose your pick your poison. You know, you make the extra money, or you go good in the playoffs. And I don't know, Tyrese, he looks like a shell of himself. He doesn't look good. You know, knock on wood that he doesn't come up and, you know, do something, but he can't match Jalen's production. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Not at all. And that's another reason why, like, I don't see why we can't wrap this up early rather than late. There's no reason for the Knicks to lose this series, because from what I saw tonight, I wasn't impressed. And this is kind of who this guy's been for, like, the better half of the second part of the season, for the most part.
Well, I mean, yeah, like you said, at the beginning of the season, there was a debate. There was a debate.
A big one.
Now it's not even close. And, like, again, I'm here in Indiana. I'm hearing the whispers. I'm hearing the people. They're scared.
Yeah,
they're worried.
Yeah.
Tyrese.
Are you talking that talk? Are you just, you know, speaking quietly because, you know, you're in space here? Are you going out there outside of this forum and repping us and repping Brunson over Halliburton? What are you doing out there in the cornfields, bro? What are you doing?
I have been. I went to two Pacers games last year. I was at the end of the year Cleveland game. Went to a game in Madison Square Garden last year as well. But, no, I'm repping it. Yeah,
he's with us. All right.
Yeah, no, I that's all I got to say. I mean, Tyrese, he can't match production. At the end of the day, you're going all-star for all-star. And, he's killed. Jalen's killed.
Let's go.
That's all I got to say. Knicks in four.
Let's go. Throw some fives in the chat for my man, Christian P98, man. Christian P98, man. He burned the bridge. He's going against the grain here. Throw some fives. He's a brave man. Throw some fives. He's in the cornfields, Muncie, Indiana. Al, you ever been to Muncie, Indiana? What do you know about that?
I know nothing about Muncie, Indiana, and I know that you're going to know much about Muncie, Indiana, since you're going to be heading out there soon and giving us some people.
More on that.
Friday, you're not no spirit trip out to Indiana.
Have to pivot. We might have a little pivot. I can't say why just yet because I don't like to, you know, before the eggs hatch, I don't like to, you know, do that. But we might have a little pivot. Might have a little bit, maybe later on the series, but I'm not sure if we're going to get out there for game three just yet. But for good reasons. Anyway, so to everybody in the chat once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys, man. CPJD, Alex in the building. Number one show for the fans by the fans is on and popping. Knicks take game one. Wasn't pretty, but it was gritty. Call us up on the Discord and give us your thoughts on this game, man. 121 to 117. And, man, speaking of games, looks like the champs. I mean, is it too early to say the champs are out of there? Ant-Man takeover is on. Are we, you know, is this the Ant-Man and Brunson takeover for this season in the NBA?
Ant-Man or Luka versus Brunson in the NBA Finals.
What's he doing right now against the champs? Is he embarrassing them? And I like to see that. What's he doing? 27-7, 11-17 from the field. Karl Anthony Towns, 27-10. Woof, at home, the champs might get their bags packed.
Dude.
Wow.
You heard that, Alex? Car Anthony Towns, 27-10.
Huh?
Alex,
what are you telling me, JD?
Jokic has 16-16. But Jamal Murray, bro, 3 of 18 from the field, 8 points, 13 rebounds for him. 3 of 18 from the field. You don't get Murray production, you're cooked. And MPJ's 4 of 12, 9 points. So they're done.
And this is what these, like, you look around the NBA, the first round, so far now, it just makes the Brunson performances even all that more impressive. I mean, Murray has another guy. Like, these guys that are not having great games, they have another guy on their team. And Brunson has a collection of teammates, but he doesn't have necessarily another, you know, fringe star or star on his team. And he's like, he's out here dropping 40, bro, efficiently.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Crazy, man. Ant-Man takeover is real. Champs might be getting their bags packed. I like to see that underdog story, comeback story. Let's go. Timberwolves here. Salute to everybody in the chat. I see my guy Kyle Medlin in the chat. Salute to my guy Money Man. Salute to my guy, man. Childhood friend. My homie, he's coming up here from Charlotte, and he's trying to tap into that Knicks action. Salute to everybody that was at Sucker Punch tonight. I saw Eric L. Beats. Eric went from the venue to the garden party. So we was out there. I saw him out there. He said Sucker Punch was crazy. The KFTV enforcer, Ty Morris, also hit me, said Sucker Punch was going crazy. So make sure that you guys come through on Wednesday, because it's going to be another movie, man. Shout out to everybody that came through to the watch party. Okay, this is J. Cal. Text me what J. Cal say. J. Cal says, oh, this was at 12:30. Here's J. Cal. He was replying to a Ben Stiller tweet. J. Cal, on his prediction zone, says Brunson 40-piece, Al Dante 5 threes. How much threes did DiVincenzo have tonight? Five. Let me see. Whoa! And then what was his third one? Hart, 14 rebounds. Hart had 13.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough, man. Close enough. So hey. J. Cal on his prediction wave.
Lotto numbers.
Huh?
I need the winning lotto numbers, Jake.
You don't need lotto. You already lotto numbers, Jake.
Yeah.
Just research J. Cal. You're gonna find out why.
right. J. Cal with the on the prediction wave. Nice. Good job, man. Good job. He's pretty much there on the money. Muhammad Mustafa says J. Cal Stradamus in the chat. Let's go.
Draymond Green continues to hate. He shouted out J. Cal, his Knicks analysis. So
he did? All right. Shout out Draymond. Yeah, they are friends. Shout out to Draymond Green, man. Larry Medina, shout out our guy Larry Medina, man. He said 33 taps in LA was popping. So shout out to all of our West Coast contingent, everybody out there in LA at 33 taps. Shout out to Desus Nice, all the guys at Left Coast Knicks. And shout out to Daniel, KFTV Daniel, throwing the picture up. It was a little pregame meeting of the minds, a little pregame dinner, if you will, myself.
Just about to ask you about that.
And number three, Stephon Marbury. Yeah. Steph at dinner tonight, man.
How was that?
He was going off on the telecast rooting for the Knicks. They showed them like 10 times tonight, CP on the TV.
We were just like a couple rows behind him. Like I was literally like Starberries on the court. And a great job by MSG, by the way. You know, a lot of times we don't credit, but they put all of the former players together. So you had tonight, you had Steph, next to him was Starks, you had LJ, you had Tim Thomas, like everybody was on the baseline together. I like how they do that. You know, they put the celebrities in celebrity row, but they put all the former players together in one section. So I kind of like that. But yeah, Starberry, hey man, what he says, he's a Knicks fan. He's a Knicks fan for real, man. But now we linked up earlier, had some dinner, had a good conversation, good meeting. I want my guy Jay Vaughn was there, my business partner was there, and we had a good talk, man. Good talk. So, you know, maybe some good things come out of it. But either way, Starberry is a Knicks fan, TV fan. He's a supporter, and hey, we'll see what happens from there, man. Can't say too much. All I'll say is we had a good dinner, good conversation.
Well, you already gave the hit. You already gave the hit. You said my business partner. Oh, a startup is on the way.
Well, no. Well, like I said, man. Yeah, good conversation with
Starbears. Instead of Starbears, we're getting CPs.
Yeah.
Shout out to MSG. They had Clyde next to Barbary too, because you know MSG.
Clyde was not right next to him.
MSG no longer has, I guess, the broadcast, so now it's strictly the national broadcast. So I was looking for you, though, CP, after I saw that picture. I'm like, you know, I looked to the left, looked to the right.
Nah, you know, I pay my own way into the building, you know. No worries, man. I'm in there in the fan seats, like Chuck D says. I'm in the fan seats with the fans, and funnily enough, we were sitting next to KFTV fans. So we in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're amongst our own anyway. So wherever we sit, we already know that, you know, the love is
real. As long as
we're
in the building, right, CP?
As long as we're in the building. That's it. And so after dinner, I went up to Anthony, shout out to Anthony Donahue. He had his lounge upstairs on the Chase Lounge, so I was up there with him. My guy Chris Shamus with the Knicks Lounge. He was up there, and yeah, everybody was just in there vibing, man. So shout out to everybody that was in the building tonight. It was an interesting vibe. Like, I don't feel like the opening energy is always there,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it was those jitters, especially like when the Pacers came back and made it a game for like from, you know, I guess mid second quarter all the way down to the damn near the end of the game.
I wasn't on the Hartenstein shot. That was
fourth quarter. I mean, but like,
no, no, I'm talking about the Hartenstein shot, the half court.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was right in front of me, bro. Like dead center. And I saw it from the angle, because you could see it from the angle. So I sit behind the basket. And I kind of like that view because you can see the action a little bit better, especially when it's in on your side of the half court. But the Hartenstein joint, as soon as I saw it, I said, this has a chance. He cashed it in and the whole plates went crazy. But they were losing at that time. So we were kind of like agitated as well. But even at that point, I'm like, yo, we're good, man. Like, just let them knock the kinks out. They will be fine. I was not worried at all, even though they were down at halftime. They were fine, bro.
Would you say the energy was similar to the first round series between the Knicks and the Sixers, or do you think it was dialed up more, a little less? What do you think?
I think it dialed up more because you have the natural villain. Embiid was a natural villain, you know? He was a natural villain, and those type of guys that can dominate a game, dominate a series, you just want to go back at them and win that game and beat them. It was ratcheted up so much more, especially like he took Mitch out in game three. Like there was more blood in that series. And maybe this will be the case in this series. Who knows? Hey, even Obi got booed, right? Obi got booed, man. I told you he got booed. Yeah, maybe it was you, Alex. So somebody who was saying that that Obi was going to get an ovation from the Garden. He didn't get no ovations out there. He was getting booed out there.
Oh, okay. I said,
good job. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. You know,
Alex, good job. Alex Golden yesterday asked, how will Obi be treated back in
NFL? That was it. That was it.
I don't know.
That was a good job by the Knicks fans because, you know, remember when all visiting players used to get standing ovations for us in the past, and even recently, like former Knick players, Obi was getting cheered during the regular season. But yeah, the Knick fan being able to identify, like, all right, that's all good enough. That's all good. It's playoff time. You're an op now. Like, you're an enemy. Yeah. This is a different story. It's the playoffs. None of that friendly stuff anymore. You're on the other side. Enough is enough. We're moving forward. Boom. So That was a great job. And I think in terms of the energy, CP and Alex, I think sometimes is the excitement of who the opponent is. And I think, you know, because some of these games you do have the casual Knicks fan as well. So Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, you know, it's more, it's kind of like CP's confidence where he's like, oh, Knicks in four, Knicks in five. You know, Knicks fans may be going to the game with that type of confidence. So the energy might be just a slight level below.
That's what I'm thinking.
Then yeah, the nerves and the excitement of playing a Celtics, playing a Laker team, playing a Philadelphia 76ers. I think sometimes the energy as a fan in sports, in whatever sport you're in, if you're a Giants fan, you're going to an Eagles game, a Cowboys game, Yankees, Red Sox, or whatever team is good. If you are actually, you know, concerned about losing to that team, like you think there's a good chance you can lose that team, or you're the underdog, it actually kind of rouses you up.
Yeah.
Then when you're going to a game where you kind of go to the game, you're pumped, but you actually expect to win. Energy level could differ there.
Yeah, absolutely right on that, man. To the Discord we go. J-Cal, let's go. J-Cal, unmute your mic.
All right, crispy 5x5. I'm coming in, okay?
Loud and clear, sir. It's your show. Let's go.
JD, I need you to get that grill out. Oh. I'm going to ask you to make us a 4x4. You know what a 4x4 is? How many patties is that?
Oh, my God. How many?
Let's go.
16. Woo. That's it. We got patties. We got 11 burgers to go.
Let's go. Let's go.
I just want to say one thing. Pick up on the Knicks alumni getting the courtside wood on, you know, getting their feet on the wood. I like it a lot. LJ, Tim, just good mojo.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good touch by them, man. I like that.
This is a really nice touch. I like the fact that Dolan is so successful with the Sphere. That's where his passion is.
Yeah.
Jimmy loves the music. He loves Vegas. He likes his, you know, audiophile stuff. Let him, you know, keep grinding on the Sphere, making some money, spending money. And it's nice that they're going down the roster. Like, Tim Thomas really loved being a Nick. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
He liked it. He loved being a Nick. He tried to be a leader here. It didn't work out. And having Starberry come back, that's nice.
Yeah.
Amby, you saw Clyde sitting in there. But we got one more person we got to get in there. We all know who it is.
Yeah, well, you know, Dolan said, man, litigation has to be over with before anybody's allowed back in. So I don't know where they are in that, if they've settled or still going. I don't know what's going on, man, but. Yeah,
they got to settle that up. Settle that up, yeah. And Oak's got to show up.
And okay. Oak's got to stop taking shots at Patrick Ewing. I'm tired of it, man. I don't like that, man.
Not at all. These guys went to war together. A lot of things happen in war. The fact is, you know, they bled for the team. All right, let's go on to Captain Clutch.
Yep.
440 port games. Is that in a row? Or is that just four? It's four in a row now.
Yeah.
I just want to pause on how historic this is. I don't know what these people who don't watch sports on cable TV are talking about, like 1-1A, he can't win, yada, yada. But 40-point games, 440-point games, what's going on here? The other thing I really like, Alex, and you've been bringing up a lot of the problems, you know, turnovers, inbounding, free throws. We got a, Alex, you know, little you're things. Right. But these little ticky-tacky things, you know what? We're learning. We're learning on their dime because we always figure it out in the end. I like that this team keeps learning. You know, I don't have a problem with it. We had too many turnovers tonight, but we shot 48%. As you pointed out, that's not normal. 14 turnovers, also not normal. And I'm not worried about this rotation. I think I trust in Tibbs now. He got us here. He got the squad that he wants, 8-man rotation, 7-man rotation. At this point, I don't care if he plays 5 people next game in 48 minutes each. That's kind of where this is trending.
Yeah.
But it's great. And I'm so happy right now to see them just be so gritty. It never feels like this team gives up. Not once. Was there any moment you felt like we weren't in it and we didn't have a shot in these now 7 games?
Not tonight.
But even in the 7 games, CP, did you feel like we were out of it in the 7? It felt like we always had a shot. And I don't ever remember as a Knicks fan in my lifetime feeling this level of confidence that we got a shot in every game. It's just incredible. This team, so gritty, you know, just unbelievable what we're seeing here. This is historic. And yeah, everybody's a little tired, or maybe that was a little bit exhausting, that first series, obviously, for all of us. So I still say Knicks 6 for the first series. I got that right. I'm saying Knicks in 5 here. I think this team could steal one. They're you know, a great offensive team at times. So, and then let's play the Celtics next and see what we can do there. Maybe we get to 7, you know, maybe win. I think we win that series in 7, and whatever the hell's going on the West Coast is crazy.
Yeah.
And then finally, what's going on? You hear CP, Pat Riley calling out Jimmy Buckets.
Ooh, I like, it was almost like a face turn, man. It was almost like, you know, I like that, man, you know, because I've hated Pat left here. But I like that. I did like that comment because he took a shot at Jimmy Butler. Like, yo, man, like, you haven't delivered for us. So what are you talking about them for? I like
Shut the front door. Shut the front door. Family show.
Pat the Rat still got his fastball, man. I'm with it. 100%.
Yeah, guy's 92 years old and he's still calling people out. I like him.
I love it, man. So, yeah, man. Appreciate the call, J. Cal, man. Always appreciate you, man.
It's going to be interesting in Miami what's going to happen with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if that's Pat also kind of knowing ahead of time.
Yeah.
This might be the end. So he already experienced the LeBron thing and everybody knows how he felt about that.
Right.
You know, he wouldn't even take LeBron if LeBron volunteered to go back to Miami. So Pat, you know, Pat takes these things very personal. So, you know, and there's been reports that, you know, Jimmy's distanced himself a little bit, like they're a little bit tired of the antics. And like I said, it's kind of like, you remember when KD and Draymond Green had that episode?
Yeah.
When Jimmy Butler, Udonis Haslem, and Eric Spoelstra had their episode where Udonis Haslam told them straight up, like, I'll you know what. Like, mm-hmm. those things, that obviously wasn't as marketed as the KD Draymond Green, but sometimes those things, you just don't forget that. So let's see what happens. You know,
true indeed, man. All right, man. So, you know, J Cal's a franchise channel member. We got a lot of franchise channel, and we've been promising the franchise channel members their giveaway from April. We're in May. This is May 7th now, since it's past midnight here on the East Coast. Salute to everybody in the chat wherever you guys are at. But it's time. We got to get to it, man. We got to get to it. And so for the franchise channel member giveaway, as promised, we are going to give away. We're going to give you guys a piece of the garden. You know, the most common comment that we get here on this show is that wherever you guys are at in the world, we bring you closer to home, right? So this gift pack is bringing you closer to the action. It all came from Madison Square Garden. So we're going to give you a t-shirt. This is the playoff t-shirt that they put on the seats at the garden, okay? Also, we are going to give you the Slam Magazine, last year's Slam Magazine, man. Jalen Brunson, Derrick Rose, D. Rose. Shout out to the Rose Hive, still alive, never gone. And also the Kit Pack poster with some of your current and former Knicks. And it's got the Carmelo Anthony poster in here. So this is what we're going to do, man. That is what we're going to do. And you know what? I might even throw in a playoff towel because I'm feeling generous. I got two tonight. I got two the other night. I might just throw one in there just because. All right? Brandon McNeely says, what do I have to do to win? Well, sir, you've got to answer this question. Are we ready? CM, did we filter the chat already? Okay, looks like. And J Cal just gifted 20 franchise channel memberships. So we have some more people entering into the contest. So we got to wait a little bit. We got to wait till all 20 clear out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So there we go. So shout out to all those people that just became franchise channel members as a result of J Cal being generous. Shout out to J Cal for the generosity. So we just got 20 more people added into the mix, Al. But the question is, will they get the question right? Because most of our franchise channel members, they're diehards. So here's the question. And it goes a little something like this. What did Spike Lee send Reggie Miller before the start of the 1999 Eastern Conference Finals between the Knicks and the Pacers? Spike Lee sent a gift to Reggie Miller before the start of the 1999 ECF, along with a card predicting a sweep. My franchise channel members, if you are a Knicks fan, if you're a diehard Knicks fan, throw the answer in the chat. You got to earn it. It's not going to be easy. Throw the answer in the chat. Shout out to Daniel and the production team for the timely graphics. What did he give him? Let's see here. Okay. Trevor Watts is a choke sign. Okay. All right. All right. Al, any guesses here? Oof.
This is tough. I have.
Yeah. Shout out to TM. Shout out to TM, the chief moderating officer for the question. Great job, TM, on this one. This one. They got to earn it. JD, any answers here?
A Jalen Brunson jersey?
Nice one.
This is the future.
That's tough.
All right. Al, any guesses?
A broom? I don't know.
Okay, well, a lot of people in the chat said a broom. But the answer is Black Roses. Shout out to Anthony Schifano for getting it accurately above the rim. Our mod as well, long time day one, said flowers. That wasn't quite right. Wasn't quite right. Anthony Schifano gets it. Congratulations to Anthony. Make sure that you email us, kftvmedia@gmail.com, and we will send you the prize, man. Anthony Schifano in the chat. Congratulations. He's going home with the playoff t-shirt. The Slam magazine is still in the cover, still in the wraps. And the Kith Pack poster. Everybody, shout out to Anthony, man. Clap him. Great job by him. He knows his stuff. And there you go. Anthony, are you in New York City, throw your state, throw your country in the chat. Let us know where you are, where you're checking it from, man. Hopefully you're in the U.S. because it costs a lot of shipping for me.
CP's already worried about the fees.
Papa CP, you might have to be flying your own plane. Don't worry. Yeah,
I got to check on the shipping rates, you know, between UPS and USPS, man. You know, it gets a little pricey. Three things gets a little pricey. So let us know where you're checking it from.
CP's about to get his dad either a sailing license, a plane license, something.
the Amazon. I'm about to get my truck. But shout out to Anthony Schifano, man. Great job. Great job by you. And for you guys at home, hey, better luck at the end of this month. Stay tuned for the next franchise channel member giveaway, man. There we go, man. There we go. Salute to him. Okay. All right. A couple more before we wrap, man. J Cal, once again, thanks. Thank you for the donations. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go to the Glockster. Cody Glock on the Discord. Cody Glock, how you doing, man? Do we have Cody Glock? All right, Cody, looks like you got to reset the Discord. It looks like you got to jump out and reset the Discord. So go ahead and jump out and back in, and we'll get to you. Al, where do we leave off on the Super Chats, just so I make sure I have everything?
The last one that I read was Mark with the $20 Super Chat saying he's the raging pianist.
Okay.
Shout out to Mark. I think you got... Did you get Devin Cerna with the $5 Super Chat?
I did not. Shout out to Devin Cerna. Says Wally rubbing his hands like Birdman. Box score. Good one. That's a good one. That is a good one. So you got everything above?
Yep.
Prime Animal Chuck D. Yep. Ray Murillo. Okay. Shout out to Devin Cerna, of course. Shout out to DJ Edzy. DJ Edzy, your merch should be on the way. A 5-pound Super Chat. Says a milk and two sugars, please. OG is really putting the spanner in the works on the defensive end when it comes to crunch time. Yeah, he delivered when he had to. I thought, Siakam did get the best of him tonight. But, you know, hey, it's a matchup. You're going to get some. You're going to give some. Siakam was pretty decent with the OG matchup. So shout out to him. Shout out to Mark, franchise channel member. Shout out to Mark. Appreciate you for joining. He also drops a $5 Super Chat. Says two key rebounds from Hart, the free throw miss, and the crash triple tap on the top of the key with three, maybe four paces around him. That's Josh Hart for you, man. Mr. Everything. $10 Super Chat from Chuko, franchise channel member. Says, what's up, CP, Alex, and JD? Don't sweat national media disrespect. They won't give it. Then we'll take it. Knicks in six. Yeah, we never sweat national media disrespect. That's why we have Knicks Fan TV, man. So it's just that simple. We don't worry about them things, man. Shout out to Daniel Uribe, $5 Super Chat. Hart reaping the benefits of that mother's milk, convinced that's his secret superpower. Shout out to Sean, Immortal Cuts, $10 Super Chat, franchise channel member, says great game, another cardiac affair. Still waiting on my KFTV merch, Immortal Cuts. I don't know, man. You gotta send me your name and your order. I mean, most of everything's pretty much out right now. So anything that's not out is waiting on the restock. So once the restock gets here this week, we'll get that stuff out. But mostly everybody should have their stuff out there, man. All right. But salute to everybody that has been copying them at shop www.knicksfantv.com. Make sure that you go get it. Okay. All right. We got the Glocks, so we'll load them up. Cody Glock. Cody Glock, go ahead and I'll mute your mic when you have a chance. Cody Glock. And we have Cody Glock.
I'm in the placery.
You in the placery, sir. You in the placery. What's good?
Everything great. My yo, shout out Manscaped, baby. I have zero turnovers because of Manscaped.
Yep.
I take care of my ball profusely with the utmost function in my mixing. No testimonials. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's something like, yo, man, yo, the basketball gods have a great sense of humor, don't they, man? Like, they said, we're going to get a Knicks the second seed home court advantage for the first two rounds and MVP caliber player Jalen Brunson. But every game has to be a cardiac Knick affair. So if the Knicks win a game, it's huge sighs of relief and a lot of window gymnastics. But if they lose a game, it hurts and you can't even sleep correctly until the next game. This is crazy, man. Every game up to this point has been a dogfight. Big pun, the Brunisher, Jalen Brunson with another 40-piece nugget with 5 extra barbecue sauce. Hasn't been done since Michael Jordan. Priceless. Actually, $250 million 5 years, but I ain't saying nothing. Obi Toppin tried to come back to the Garden with an East Bay fast break dunk that got me so tight.
Yeah, he did that. He did that in traffic too, man. That was a ballsy.
Like at that point, I felt highly disrespected. Like,
yeah,
you think we gonna buckle off that? You stupid. We seen that 20 times, Obi. You a one trick pony. That's why you out of here. This is the playoffs, and you out here horsing. Like, what's wrong with you? We need to figure this TJ McConnell business out, bro. I'm tired of this man looking like John Stockton on us. It's getting irritating as hell, man. He's out here looking like the D's, walking us down every trip, easy layups, dimes left and right. He's even guarding right now. Like, he was really a thorn in the side of the Knicks. Pause. He was trying to grease the Knicks tonight, but yeah, we withstood it. And I'll go on to say this might be the worst game you see us all series. Last thought, okay, though. Let me tell you something about Mission, man. Especially you, JD. Listen up, man. Your sister, oh, Mission,
you,
man.
You calling out Sports Talk? Let's hear it, man. Let's go. Talk,
you on the front line right now, man. You on the play. Your sister said Mission, man. He ain't no snitchy. Still ain't no snitchy. Let's simmer down, man. Mitchy limping is just a little ice bath in therapy. We looking good, man. Mitch still gave you hustle. Tip passes. Alley-oop catch off a big pun assist and an overall solid minutes for the Knicks tonight. We still gonna need him on the board. So put respect on that homegrown product. Mitch La Rob, man. But before I give them shout outs and end this, I gotta give big ups to the grown ass man who is Josh Hart and Dante, our big shot taker. Josh Hart is playing like Julius Randle wish he could play in these playoffs. His second playoff run in his career, and he's looking just as much as the star as Jalen Brunson. It's not a crazy take. The way he impacts the game gives us Dante that confidence to hit that, yeah, ice three at the end of the game. He gives everybody confidence to push, to hustle for the rock, and you can't beat Hart with skill. You have to beat Hart with heart. And there, you'll be playing his game when it comes to that. We taking the series, man. Yo, we take that. No diddler. Shout out Nikki Pipes, man. Shout out Nikki Pipes, man. Shout out CP Free Throws. Shout out Chuck, yeah, D, the God, the pillar, the incredible.
Shout out Ron, man. Chuck D, man.
Shout out Neesmith Ankles. Brunson led Neesmith Ankles in 40 Deuce and Broadway, and the MSG's on 34th Street. Shout out New Jack from ECW. Shout out when the traffic lights say walk and don't walk, when it said that instead of the stupid hand sign. Shout out when the 2 Chainz was red. I'm out, man. Shout out to when the 2 Chainz was red, man.
Shout out to Cody Glock for the New Jack reference, man. Shout out to you, man. That's the Glockster, man.
When the 2 Chainz was red.
Yeah. That's the Glockster, man. When the 2 Chainz was red. Shout out to him. Shout out to producer Daniel for the graphics, man. good game. Good game, man. Okay, who else we got here? Make sure I'm not missing anything. Knicks win 121 to 117. Got the job done, man. Wasn't pretty, but it was gritty. But you move on to Wednesday. Hopefully they clean it up and get back to it, man. And get back to it. Obi-Wan Jabroni says Marbury and Starks, two former wearers and number three, cheering on the current number three Hart. It's a great sign, man. Salute, man. Salute. Big Mo TV YouTube description says Philly. Okay, yeah, we'll clean that up. No worries. No worries, man. No worries. Shout out to all the franchise channel members for sure. We are in here heavy. What else happened today? What else happened today, man?
We had Eric Adams on the show.
Yeah. We had the mayor of New York City on Knicks Fan TV.
Interesting guest.
Very interesting selection of a guest.
Listen, we had the mayor of New York City on the channel. I told the people that we was coming with something different for the playoffs. I told y'all, and we was delivering. We gave y'all Starberry, Big Perk. We got the Knicks beat All-Stars, Begley, Katz, and Bondi. Where else are you getting content like this? And yes, we had the mayor of New York City on the channel. The number one show for the fans by the fans. That is where you're getting it. You're not getting it on MSG or ESPN. You're not getting it anywhere else. Go ahead, JD.
I was going to say, not that one, Daniel.
Yeah, not that one. Not SNL, yeah. Eric Adams.
Yeah. So you know, definitely shout out to the mayor's team for bringing this through and putting us in contact to get this done. Listen, we had a great conversation. I enjoyed the conversation. Some people liked it. Some people not going to like it. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I always tell you one thing. Viewing is optional on this channel. We appreciate the support. Some things you're going to like, some things you're not going to like. That is life. That is life. Love is love, and that's what it is, and that's where I'm at. One thing I have to, you know, one thing about people is, you know, a lot of people sometimes think that, like, we all have to think the same, or we all have to think how you think or feel how you feel. The world doesn't work that way. It never does. If the world worked that way, you wouldn't be seeing what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? It just don't work that way. So it just is what it is. We understand that. It just comes with the territory when you're doing media. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not. But at the end of the day, we're just going to keep it pushing, man. We had a great conversation. I thought it was a constructive conversation. A lot of people get caught up. Don't get into politics because hear things that they disagree with. We didn't get into politics. We talked Knicks. We got the state of what's going on. I talked about his profession. And that was that. I liked it. I felt like it was a good, constructive conversation. If you didn't, that's fine. You know, we never worry about them type of things, bro. We never worry about them type of things, bro. And that's just it, man.
Is this TNT? As soon as you say, you know, we don't think the same, there goes our producer putting up that graphic of what I said earlier in the show and all those pictures. Oh, man. We all don't. It's true. We all don't think the same. I mean, you liked Alec Burks and Alex liked Obi. I was good. I was in the clear. I didn't like anyone. You know, Cam Reddish. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, like everyone, you know, if we all had the same opinions and same style, you know, this channel wouldn't be what it is. So
it wouldn't be what it is, man. It wouldn't be what it is, bro. It is what it is, man. I had a great time. Enjoyed it. I appreciated the opportunity. Hey, if it's not for you, like I tell people, viewing is optional. Come back for the next one.
We'll live up to it. You know, right. We'll hit up Trump next.
We'll hit him up. You know. So, but one thing's for sure: if you hear one day that the Nets have relocated to Iowa or Pittsburgh in one of these cities, just know that the franchise had something to do with it.
Oh, thank
you. All right. Maybe that was planting the seed to get the Brooklyn Nets packing. You just never know. All right. So maybe people will thank me later.
Or was that you you know, is there some personal interest here of CP?
He wants to go
maybe get it into the politics. Yeah. Maybe you want to enter the mayor.
This is quite the promotion you're looking for.
No, sir.
No, you, you don't want to be running the lines of MTA, but now you want to be running the entire city grid.
Hey, huh. if you heard the interview, I'll tell them straight up, I do not envy you. I do not envy you, boy, because that is the most thankless position that you can hold in the land. You know, president next. You know, nobody likes you. So
I'll stick to tomatoes in the chat.
I'll stick to the tomatoes in the chat. So, yeah, man, shout out to the mayor. Shout out to his team. And let's keep it rolling.
When are you bringing Drake or Kendrick on the show to really hash out the beef?
That's going to be next. Now we got a broken treaty between Drake and Kendrick. I got to catch it. You know, to be honest, I've been so out of what's going on with that.
Well, I mean, Kendrick just dropped 3 songs in 48 hours. So, you know.
Well, yeah. See that? Yeah. See, yeah. That's a lot, man. So I got to catch up with that, man. I'm old. So, you know, I'll get the...
I'm old is the response that we go to now for saying I don't got time and I'm tired.
Yeah, I don't got time. Then you got to, especially with Kendrick, then you got to go to the breakdown. What did he say in every verse? Now somebody got to translate for you what's going on. I'm about the Knicks right now. It's May. It's springtime at Madison Square Garden. Once the season is over, I'll get back to that. I'll break down, you know, the hieroglyphics and everything. I don't have time, man. Bro, you got several people like, here's what Kendrick meant with bar, but did you hear this or did he really mean this? It's too much. I don't need to go to school right now. I'm just trying to watch basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see you on, what was it, PX11? Was that the one that was uploaded today?
Yeah,
You're doing the NBA report with the shows in the weekends there.
Busy time.
TV. You're going physically to the game. Like, there's a lot going on right now.
Busy time, man. We'll catch up with that at the proper time. So, but salute to those guys. Like I said earlier, it's necessary in the game right now because I just think the music is just so, you know, it's just gone away from any type of substance or anything. Like, you need a battle just to freshen it up. So, good job by them. Two of the best to not be afraid to jump into it. You know, brands be damned. Because, you know, people will, you know, forget about that and they'll still be who people think they are or who people want them to be. So I think that's a great job, man.
There's a possibility that we might get the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics and the New York Rangers and the Boston Bruins.
That would be sick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That would be sick, man. Okay, let me see. E-Man, Canadian, $20 Super Chat. To CP, please. How about some post-game fan interviews outside MSG? It'd be amazing. Let's go, Knicks. Yeah, you know, it'd be great to get back to that. You know, we were outside and we were live streaming the celebrations outside. We would definitely love to get back to it. I'm not sure if that crowd is the most suitable. It just seems like everybody's just after that, you know. The side talk stuff, F this, F that. Like, I'm not really with that. And to be completely honest with you, I thought the last video that, you know, especially when homie at the end was talking about, you know.
Oh, the last one was just.
It was trash. Like, I don't support that. You know, it's the younger generation. That's their thing. But that's not what type of time I'm on. So I don't really, you know what I mean?
You know, the first, I don't know, actually, it's not the first one, but the one after the Celtics, OOT. That was peak.
Yeah.
And now it just seems like everyone wants to have that same 15 seconds of fame, and it's just, all right, guys, it's played out.
It's old.
It's as Knicks fans, now it's getting a little disrespectful where they constantly look to go outside MSG to look for that. And it's just, I don't know, man. It was one thing where it was a novelty. You did it a few times.
Yeah,
and I was just, oh, we're gonna look for Knicks fans because we can get something instant and we'll get something that's clickable, you know, and you just throw it there on Instagram or wherever.
Yeah, but the thing is why they let that go and then, you know, they put it out there and then put their hands up is because the dudes who run the account aren't the ones in front of the camera. So you got all these nerds who are running this account put these people out there. These people out there want to have their viral moment. So they say whatever it is that they want to say. And they put it out there, put the video out there. There's no repercussions for anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, to go back to his point, I would love to do it, but I want to find substance. I want substance. I want to know what you really thought about the game. I want F Embiid and F Trae Young and F this and F that. Like, that doesn't get us anywhere. I'm not looking for viral clips. I'm looking for good clips, good reactions to the game. How did you feel about it? And so on and so forth.
Genuine, you got one of those guys today on as you're walking through the corridor of MSG, talking about the guy who's just, you know, clenching his teeth.
Oh yeah, my man was he's I said, buddy, you gotta let it go, man. You gotta let because something he had that locked jaw. I said, boy, oh boy, I'm from Long Island, so I've seen it all, man. I know what type of time all these people be on. Like, so I just gotta look at you one time and say, yeah, you on that show. So yeah.
Hashtag I'm from Long Island is now the slogan for CP.
Yeah, listen.
He's seen it all. Why? Because he's been on Long Island for so long. Oh, listen, you haven't seen that before? Go to Long Island.
I seen it all. So yeah, buddy was definitely gripped by something, man. But hey, whatever you into, you into. That's just not my thing, man. So but yeah, like I said, we'll find it. You know, we'll find the opportunity. We'll do some real post-game interviews and get some real reactions. At the proper time, but you know, outside is just everybody's just, and it's fun. You know, he was out there having fun. He was out there for until it dissipated. But yeah, that was that. Okay, all right. So I think we got all the super chats. I think we got everything. Good show, guys. Daniel, you could. I don't know if you have the outro music, but go ahead and hit it. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody who tapped in, man. Over 3,000. People tapping into the number one show for the fans by the fans, man. Make sure that you guys check us out on all audio podcast formats. You can catch us on all the major podcast platforms. Remember that if you are watching on video, to like, share, and subscribe. So to all of our sponsors of the night, Underdog Fantasy, go to underdogfantasy.com. Use our code KFTV for a first-time deposit match of up to $100. To our friends at Manscaped, go to manscaped.com. Use code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Shout-out to Mando. Shout-out to Cuts. We have our promo codes in the video description as well. Salute to all of our sponsors who support this show. And we'll see you guys on Wednesday, man. Play by play. We're going to do Game of the Week. Game of the Week when Tuesday?
Yeah, doing Game of the Week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man. So we'll get to Game of the Week tomorrow. And back at it on Wednesday, bro. Great show, man. JD, Al, great show. Great show, Daniel. Great show, Gamba and Tyler. Salute to Jalen. Salute to everybody, man. We out of here, man.
1-0, baby. 1-0.
1-0.